A number of bird species in Connecticut are in trouble. That's according to the latest report by the Connecticut Audubon Society. Audubon Director Patrick Cummins says habitat loss is the biggest threat to birds like roseate terns, semi-palmated sandpipers, and rusty blackbirds.
That can be caused by a variety of issues. It could be caused by fragmentation from development. It could be caused by invasive species. It could be caused by, you know, an introduced predator or a pathogen on their, you know, on their breeding ground.
Connecticut is home to over 400 different bird species, including both migratory and nesting birds. The loss of bird population and habitat loss is also in large part due to climate change. North America has lost about 30% of its bird population in the last 50 years. You're listening to After All Things, WSHU's daily news update from the Connecticut-New York region. Coming up, Connecticut State Comptroller Kevin Lembo resigns. The MTA is behind on some projects as more federal money is on the way. And Andrew Cuomo is under federal investigation over sexual harassment allegations. I'm Sabrina Garone. Connecticut Comptroller Kevin Lembo says he is resigning his position due to an ongoing medical condition. The three-term incumbent announced that his last day in office will be December 31st. WSHU's Ebang Udama has more.
Lembo says it's been the honor of his life to serve the people of Connecticut as state comptroller. He says over 10 years ago, voters took a chance on a gay vegetarian nerd that had never run for office in his life. He says he worked every day to represent his office with honesty, integrity, and a focus on the common good. But his health simply won't allow him to continue to serve. Lembo was diagnosed with a serious heart condition that has recently worsened. State Senate President Martin Looney says the people of Connecticut will miss Lembo.
He certainly is a gifted public servant, and I hope and pray that he'll be able to return to public life at some point.
Governor Ned Lamont will appoint a successor to complete Lembo's term, which ends in January 2023. Ebang Udama, WSHU News.
The MTA is about to be flooded with money from the federal infrastructure bill signed by President Biden last month. But the New York State Comptroller's Office says the agency has had a hard time getting money for projects out the door. Stephen Nussen explains.
When it comes to how it'll spend the infusion of federal money, the MTA talks of big projects, but the new report says it still hasn't completed many previous projects already underway. For example, in 2013, the MTA said it needed $8 billion for signal upgrades, but it's spent less than $1 billion. The agency's also only completed half of the more than $7 billion worth of repairs from Hurricane Sandy. The MTA says many of the projects are still under construction and that its construction department was recently reorganized to be more efficient.
The report shows only 20% of the LIRR's projects planned are completed and just 4% of Metro North's projects are done. All about Cuomo's 11-hour questioning session coming up, but first headlines and a message from After All Things supporter.
Support for After All Things comes from Hartford HealthCare. More COVID vaccine answers at hartfordhealthcare.org/vaccine or 833-621-0600.
Governor Hochul says five New Yorkers have tested positive for the COVID-19 Omicron variant. They include a person from Long Island who recently traveled to South Africa, residents of Brooklyn and Queens, and another case possibly linked to travel. New Haven County residents can now apply for federal disaster relief for damage caused by the remnants of Hurricane Ina back in September. The money reimburses individuals and households for uninsured damage to housing and personal property. Fairfield and New London County residents and the state's two federally recognized tribes can already access Ida disaster relief. Bridgeport will require marijuana sales be restricted to neighborhoods reserved for adult entertainment. The city had plans to regulate retail pot sales in the same way they would liquor, which bans sales within 750 feet of places like churches and schools. Now, legal marijuana sales will be in certain industrial parks near strip clubs and adult stores. The change will go into effect in January. Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is under federal investigation for sexual harassment allegations, according to attorney contracts filed with the state comptroller's office. This comes after State Attorney General Tish James released the recorded video of Cuomo's testimony that resulted in her explosive August report that found he harassed 11 women. Karen DeWitt has more.
In 11 hours of testimony recorded last July in the former governor's New York City offices, Cuomo's demeanor ranged from grudging cooperation to openly sparring with questioner June Kim. Kim, the former acting U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, was appointed by James to carry out the probe. He conducted the interview with employment attorney Ann Clark. The former governor, who resigned in August after the attorney general's report was released, at times quibbled with Kim over definitions of words. In this instance, Kim asked Cuomo about a woman who was referred to in a complaint made by Cuomo accuser Lindsay Boylan. Boylan testified that, among other acts of harassment, Cuomo instructed his top assistant to send Boylan a picture of an old flame of his and to tell Boylan that she could be the woman's better-looking sister.
Was she a girlfriend of yours?
She was a friend. How do you want to define girlfriend?
Did you date her?
How do you want to define date?
How do you define date?
But it doesn't matter how I define date. How do you define date? Because it's your question.
Cuomo eventually said the woman was a friend who he did see romantically for a period of time. The former governor says he asked his secretary to tell Boylan to Google the woman, but he denies that he made comparisons between their looks. The definition of dating was not the only exchange between Cuomo and Kim over the exact meaning of a common word. Kim asked the former governor about allegations from several women that he inappropriately touched them on the buttocks, including former aide Brittany Commisso. Commisso says Cuomo grabbed her rear end when she asked him to take a selfie with her during a work visit to Cuomo's office at the governor's mansion.
Don't remember ever intentionally touching any woman in the butt.
Right.
Does that include any area near the butt?
Cuomo and his attorney, Rita Glavin, then asked for a more specific definition.
Could you define near the butt?
Do you understand where a human's butt is? And anywhere near there?
Well, near the butt now becomes an expansive area.
Cuomo then conceded that he may have touched women on the lower back when posing for a picture. Commisso has made the most serious charges of all of the women who say they were harassed by the former governor. A.G. James also released Commisso's videotape testimony. Here she describes how Cuomo groped her under her shirt after she helped him fix a problem with his phone in his office, again at the governor's mansion.
I remember his hand just sliding right up my blouse. And I remember looking down, and I remember seeing his hand, which is, I would say it's a large hand, and over my bra.
Commisso says she asked Cuomo to stop, saying, "We're going to get in trouble." But she says he instead slammed the door shut.
And coming back saying, "I don't care." And it wasn't like a ha-ha. It was like, "I don't care." Like it was like in this, like at that moment, he was sexually driven.
Commisso says she didn't cry out or try to fight Cuomo off because she feared she would be the one viewed in the wrong, escorted out by the state police, and fired. Cuomo denies that the incident ever happened.
It would be an act of insanity to touch a woman's breast and make myself vulnerable to a woman for such an accusation.
Commisso went to the police with her allegations, and the Albany County Sheriff issued a criminal complaint. Cuomo faces a court appearance on January 7th. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
For the latest news from Long Island and Connecticut, you can listen on the radio or online at WSHU.org. After All Things is supported by Hartford Healthcare. And as always, you can send us your thoughts and story ideas to news at WSHU.org. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Sabrina Garone. Have a great weekend.